It's time now for Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa. Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa is brought to you each Friday in part by Franklin County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, Butler County Conservation, Franklin REC, Butler County REC, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, and Hampton Hardware. Hampton Hardware has it.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Schaefer with KLMJ, and welcome to Outdoors North Iowa program. Joining us today will be Emily DeFries, a naturalist intern with Butler County. Thanks for joining us today, Emily.
Thank you.
So what are you going to talk about today?
Today we're going to discuss animal pigment mutations, which are the genetic variations that cause the coloration of the animal to be a different color from their species' typical appearance. These mutations affect how the pigment, such as melanin, is produced and distributed in the animal's body.
So what are some of these types of pigment mutations?
Well, albinism is where there's a complete lack of melanin, so the animal is white with pink or red eyes. Leucism is where there's only a partial pigment loss, so the animal has white patches and regular colored eyes. And last week, we actually spotted a leucistic robin outside our nature center. And so this had mostly white feathers, but it had dark eyes and then a few dark feathers on its tail. Melanism is when there's an excess of melanin, so the animal is a darker color or even entirely black. So we have a melanistic taxidermied raccoon in our nature center. So the hair on its body is all dark brown rather than the typical brown mixed with light tan. And its tail is more subtly striped in two shades of brown rather than the alternating brown and tan colors you normally see. Erythrism is when there's an excess of reddish pigmentation, so the animal has a reddish hue. Xanthochromism is an excess of yellow pigmentation, which results in the animal having a yellow appearance. Exanthism is a mutation that prevents the animal from producing yellow pigment, so normally green animals will appear blue, and typically yellow animals will appear white.
So what causes these pigment mutations?
Pigment mutations can be the result of a genetic mutation, which is a change in the DNA sequence of the animal. Some mutations are inherited from the parent animal, and also some pigment mutations are caused by environmental factors like temperature.
So what are some examples we might see around here?
Well, in Iowa, we often see squirrels that are black due to melanism or squirrels that are white due to albinism. Also, albinism and piebaldism are often seen in our white-tailed deer population. Piebald is when the deer have a mix of white and brown patches. Deer with both color variations are protected under Iowa law if they are more than 50% white, so those are illegal to hunt. Very rarely, you'll see yellow cardinals with xanthochromism or white cardinals with albinism. As I mentioned earlier, the robin with leucism we saw outside our nature center, leucism is as well as albinism are fairly common in robins.
So what are some negative impacts of pigment mutations?
Generally, animals have a certain coloration for a reason. One unfortunate impact of pigment mutation is that it affects the animal's ability to camouflage with its environment. For example, an animal with albinism is bright white and stands out from the environment, making it more vulnerable to predators. And then on the reverse side of that, if the animal is a predator with albinism, they're bright white, so they stand out and it makes them very visible to their prey. Pigment mutation can also affect social interactions or mating within their own species. We saw an example of this firsthand with the robin with leucism we saw outside our nature center. It was being dive-bombed and chased away by the other robins with regular coloration. In addition, there are some physiological effects, such as animals with albinism having an increased sensitivity to sunlight.
So what are some of the upcoming events that Butler County Conservation has planned?
We will have a booth in Parkersburg outside Brothers Market during Rag Bri on Thursday, July 24th. There you can find information about the Rolling Prairie Bike Trail, and they will also have a snow cone booth with its free will donation. We will also be partnering later on in the summer with Bremer County Conservation for a night canoe or kayak float in early August. Details for that event will follow when we get closer to the date so we can check our river levels.
Emily, thanks again for joining us today. And thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Outdoors North Iowa on KLMJ. Have a great weekend.
Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa has been brought to you today and every Friday in part by your hometown Hampton Hardware Store, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, Butler County REC, Franklin REC, Butler County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, and Franklin County Conservation.